Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, September 1st. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. There's no way to spin that these are very difficult times. And I'm not just talking about politics. I'm talking about everything that's going on in the world is making it difficult for so many people. Yesterday, I had an experience of speaking with several different people in different age brackets. I spoke to a 27-year-old who said to me, life is tiring, from a 27-year-old. And then later in the day, I spoke to a 45-year-old who had relocated from the Northeast to the South in the middle of COVID. And in the process, COVID had cost her all of her source of income up north. She's been down south for 6 months or 8 months and is barely scraping by. I spoke to a veteran last night from the first Gulf War who still has physical and emotional, psychological issues that he's dealing with, and how the VA is simply not there for him, nor is the kind of support that he needs psychologically. So it was a cross-section of people yesterday, but it seemed like everywhere I looked and everyone I talked to, people are struggling. There's just no way around that. And so the question becomes, if we can't go around it, how do we go through it? And I have spoken on this podcast many times about the kinds of issues that relate to that answer. How do we get through difficult times? I think one of the things we have to do, as I've spoken of in the past, is to not give up hope. To realize that, as I like to say, hope is never lost, it's only temporarily misplaced. I know that on prior podcasts, I've talked about it in the context of in my 20s when I tried to commit suicide, and I did so because I was in pain, emotional pain, and I didn't think it would ever go away or that life would ever change, and so that's why I say I had misplaced hope. Fortunately, I didn't succeed at that attempt. But it doesn't just apply to the kind of depression that leads to suicide. It applies to difficult times like we're in now. I think most people are feeling it financially. They're feeling it psychologically, emotionally. In terms of relationship, I don't think millennials have a decent chance at gaining relationships, at having healthy relationships, the way I think we had an opportunity as a boomer when I grew up to meet people. I listened to a comedian today do a bit about a comedy routine about sitting on an airplane next to a woman who leaned over and said something to him, an older woman, and he was startled. And he says in the comedy routine, you know, what in the world could she want? And he took out his Apple AirBuds and he said, what? And she said, hello. And he said, oh, is that how it used to work? People used to talk to each other. I mean, I'm not a comedian. I don't deliver it with the same humor he did, but you get my point. I think millennials in particular and younger generations are suffering from that, from having been raised in a technological world. I think that socially, we are suffering from it. As a society, COVID has wreaked havoc, not just in terms of human life, but in terms of human interaction. And so I think one of the things, as I said, that we have to hold on to right now is hope. And another thing that I talk about, oh, and by the way, the reason you hold on to hope is because the one constant in life is change. And while it's true that when you're in the midst of flux, when you're in the midst of things changing, it has a tendency to feel like, number one, it'll never be any differently. And number two, that span of time during which change is occurring is really seemingly endless. But in the scheme of things, it's not. It's a blip. We're in a period of extraordinary change on many levels. And a year or two, not just COVID, but a year or two or three or even four can seem like a lifetime, but it's not. It's simply a year or two or three or four, and it too will pass because that's the nature of life. And so the reason it's actually the very essence of life is change. Nothing stays the same, which is why you want to hold on to hope. The other thing that we need to do more than ever before, thanks to the technology, is to self-source. I've talked about this too. The importance of being able to get your information, your validation of information from within. That doesn't mean that you can't listen to, watch, observe what's going on around you. It doesn't mean you can't listen to the news, although lately it's probably helpful not to, to some degree. It just means that after all is said and done, there is so much misinformation, disinformation, manipulation of reality that the only thing you can do is go inside yourself and check in with yourself. Some people call it checking in with their gut or their own instinctive feeling about things. Whatever it is, maybe it's through prayer, maybe it's through meditation, that you feel that connection to something greater than the nonsense that's going on all around you, the chaos that's happening around you. You go to that place and that's where you check in and that's where you get the validation. In the end, you're going to have to rely on yourself. You know, it's often said we come into this world naked and alone and we leave this world naked and alone. Well, it's also true that that aloneness means that you're given what you need to get through this life. We all, even in our most solitary moments, basically have what we need to sustain ourselves in the moment. And one of the things we have that we often disregard as seemingly unimportant is the ability to connect to source, is the ability, I liken it to the generator in the sky, if God is a word that bothers you, liken it to a generator in the sky where energy exists as a source. It's neither created nor destroyed, right? It's only redistributed. It's there in an infinite supply for an eternal amount. You simply have to plug into that generation station in whatever methodology works for you and get the connection that gives you the ability to transmit and receive, for lack of better words, for you to ask for what you need and then get quiet enough to listen to the answer and receive it. I really believe that's possible. I do it in my own life. I have been at the lowest of lows in my life. Not the attempted suicide. I've been there every decade of my life. Over the course of my life thus far, I have had moments when I am extremely low because for me, depression is something I have battled my whole life and learned to, I can't say that I win the battle, but I've certainly learned how to manage it and I've learned how to not be destroyed by it, but how to get my way through it, how to work my way through it. I've had those lowest of low moments when I have gotten quiet and asked Source for the strength and the guidance and a sign that there's a reason to keep going. And I always get all three of those. I always get an answer. I always get the strength. I always get the guidance. And so it's a matter of tuning in like AM and FM. You have to get on the frequency and then you have to fine tune until the reception is really clear. So as we continue to go through these challenges, and they're not going away. I mean, this thing with Afghanistan is a lot bigger than what it looks like in the moment because the repercussions will ripple out in waves that will likely grow in intensity and size as they ripple further and further from Afghanistan. We have a lot ahead of us. We have an economy that probably at some point will take a real hit. We have lost our social connections to one another. That's going to take some kind of rebuilding. There's so much that we're being asked to do in the moment, and it's not going away. And so as a friend of mine used to say, let's get comfortable being uncomfortable, because that's the smartest thing you can do. The two things you can do while you're getting comfortable being uncomfortable is to A, hold on to hope. Don't misplace it. Keep it by your side. Keep it close. Keep it close to your heart. And self-source. Figure out whatever method works for you for plugging in to the source of all that is to get the strength and the guidance and the answers you need. Until then, I'm here when you need me. I'm here when you want to talk about thinking for yourself. And I'm here when you want to listen about thinking for yourself. So I'm Carol Gold. Thank you so much for being here on this podcast. Remember, hope and self-source. And until then, think for yourself. As an afterthought, let me just say that this weekend, Sunday, September 5th, I'll be doing a free Zoom class on managing stress and isolation. It's based on 12 principles in my book, The Questions God Will Ask. If you'd like to join the Zoom, we've already got about 75 people, I think, who will be on. If you'd like to join the Zoom, the free class, just reach out off my website, Carol Gold or Carol Goldstein. Both will get you there, C-A-R-O-L-E, carolgold.com. And you can register for the free class right on the homepage. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and you've been here with me at Think for Yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.